Yeah, you know, I think a couple of things. I think one is, you know, any time you have a team that, you know, maybe doesn't shoot the ball particularly well like they did, and they shoot 25%, always a lot easier defensive rebound than offensive rebound, you know. And, you know, we did get to the glass. We didn't shoot it great ourselves either. We got 17 offensive rebounds, but because of the number of missed shots by them, the rebounding disparity looks a lot different, you know, than maybe what the reality was. I know it was plus 30 on the glass, but, you know, they shot 25% from the field and 20 from three. So you're going to have sometimes that kind of margin because, just, you know, it's a lot more difficult to offensive rebound than defensive rebound.
But you did, you know, kind of hold them to one shot. I think that's been an issue in the past a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job with that. You know, we blocked out and checked out, and we got to the backboard, and we didn't give up very many offensive rebounds at all, which was good. But I thought our guys on the backboard did a good job.
Talk about your defensive effort. I mean, you hold anything to less than 20 in each half. That's pretty good.
You know, it was one of those games where I don't think the stat sheet tells the whole story here, because I think they missed a lot of shots. They missed a lot of shots around the basket. They missed a lot of jump shots. They had some decent looks that didn't go down. And I would say the same thing for us. I mean, we're 1-for-12 in the first half behind the three-point line, and I thought we had great looks. Scotty Wilkin, I don't know, he was 0-for-4, 0-for-5. Frazier was 0-for-3, 0-for-4 in the first half. I mean, we had good looks. We didn't make a shot. Dodo had a lot of good looks. I thought it was really, from an offensive standpoint, I thought both teams struggled to even make good looks, you know, when we had them.
Why didn't Bob Walker play today?
He has a hip pointer. He got taken out. You know, we didn't know if he was going to play against Mississippi State, and kind of re-injured it against Mississippi State. We had to take him out of the game midway through there. I think it was in the second half. And he's still kind of a little bit... you know, bothered by it, and I was only going to use him if we really needed him. Decided to elect Prather with his ankle, you know, keep his minutes somewhat down. So, our team's a little banged up with some injuries here, nothing major, but I really thought that a byproduct of our shooting was I thought we looked fatigued in some ways today, just physically.
And Casey Hill stepping in the starting lineup, it seemed like he had some pretty good energy in terms of what he was able to do,
got in the lane. You know, he did some good things with the ball. I still think he's got to be more of an aggressive driver than he is. I think he gets up in there and he shoots too many soft kind of floating shots, and he needs to go in there and get fouled a little bit more. When he does that, he gets to the line. But, you know, in the open floor, he's got great speed and he can find people. He's got good vision. But I thought he did a good job today.
Bill, you talked about the miss on shots, but your guards had a lot of rebounds today.
Yeah.
Was that a conscious effort, or was it the ball just happened?
Yeah, you know, Frazier has always been a pretty good rebounder. Ever since he's gotten here, he's done a really good job. You know, he in particular was good. And, you know, Scotty's another guy that has got the ability to get in there and do that. I think sometimes if it's long, a lot of times when you take threes, it's going to be those long rebounds, and those are the ones your guards have got to clean up. But I thought collectively we did a good job of eliminating, you know, second chance points for them today.
What was your feeling about Patrick's overall effort?
I thought he was great tonight. You know, I really thought his energy was very, very good. I told him, I'm going to tell him every game is his birthday. You know, if we give him a play like that. I thought he had a great motor. He didn't get a lot of touches. Got to the free throw line some. He had really, really good energy. He chased balls. He was aggressive. He was physically defended. I thought he really, really played exceptionally well today.
Bill, you talked about being banged up. Dorian pulled up at one point. Scotty pulled up twice and then came out. Casey, obviously, with Danny Cole. I mean, this is a good time to get another body in there.
With Walker, yeah, you know, I think so. You know, we'll see what he can give us. We'll find out a little bit more in the next 2 days, scouting, see how he absorbs some of that stuff. That will be important. But another body would be good. I don't think there's anything major. You know, Scotty, I think, bump knees. Dorian, bump knees. Prath is just kind of nursing a sore ankle, and Devon Walker's got kind of a hip pointer. But getting another body is good, especially in our front court.
But you have three games, obviously.
Yeah, no, it's hard because I think you start to get into those right now. You start to get into those dark days where you're kind of moving out of January and into February, and you know you're not even halfway through the league yet. You know, you still have more than half your games left. You know, we still got to play 10 more league games. you have two in a row here at home this week, you know, Tuesday, Saturday. You know, and it gets only more and more challenging. But there is a point in time when you get to that middle part of the season where I think everybody, the effects of the season and of practice start to take a toll a little bit. Well, I mean, I think every player is responsible for getting himself mentally and physically ready to play. You know, I think you've got that different players. You know, Joe Kim Noah's got jumped off the walls, you know, before games. Al Horford sat in, you know, in his locker by himself with headphones on and was very, very quiet. You know, Chandler Parsons was very, very animated and active. You know, everybody's different of how they get prepared. So they've got to come prepared. And then what we try to talk to them about is just exerting energy, exerting effort. That's going to take effort, especially with the way we're trying to play style of play-wise, and trying to get them to exert effort. And then obviously, and I say this, you know, every time you play a game, there's always these residual effects as a coach you have to deal with. You know, Frazier didn't shoot the ball particularly well. You know, Casey Hill picks up four fouls. Patrick plays great. You know, guys are impacted. So, you know, how you stay grounded, how you try to work to get better, how do you improve if you play well, how do you keep a level of humility if you were really bad, how do you kind of keep your confidence up? Like, there's all those kind of things. So they've got to be able to deal and cope with that to get ready for the next game. But, you know, we talk a lot about the amount of energy they have to exert, you know, in every possession for us to be a good defensive team.
Why does this particular team do that well?
Why don't they do it well?
You
know what? I think we've got a group of guys in there that care. I think they understand there's good chemistry there. There's good connectivity. You know, and I don't think they're the kind of guys that want to let each other down. You know, so I think that they work hard not only for themselves, but I think they work hard for each other.
Billy, Frazier, Patrick, others have talked about, they keep saying the word pursuit of greatness. Is that something that you keep compounding on them, or is that something they've come up with on their own, but it seems to be working?
Well, you know, I think when you use the word greatness, it's a real, real pretty abstract word. You know, I mean, what is that? What does that actually entail? What does it actually mean? But I do think for me, you know, the greatness part of this is being the best we can be. And wherever that leads us, it leads us. But there's a certain standard you got to play to. And, you know, we talked about it, obviously, in this game. You know, you get up by 30 points and there's 6 or 7 minutes to go. You know, are you still chasing and pursuing, trying to be the best we can be? Because the scoreboard says it's okay to relax and coast, but you have a job to do, and the scoreboard doesn't give you the right to not do your job because of what the scoreboard reads. So we talk a lot about every possession playing to the best of our ability, five guys being connected, and let's be great, let's be as good as we can be. Now, what does that mean? What does greatness mean? I mean, you know, I think it'd be defined in a lot of different ways. But I'm talking about it more in terms of the inner makings of our team being the best we can be. And then that's when I think you start talking about becoming a great team.
How do you balance that as a coach when you're up by 30 and you only have a rotation of 7 healthy guys?
Well, that was a little bit hard. But, I mean, like, I got disappointed there a couple weeks ago. We played here at home, and we had a substantial lead. And I put Billy and Lex and Jake and a couple of other guys in off the bench. You know, and they gave up 11 points in 2 minutes. Like, just because they're coming in there and the student body's chained them to shoot, they still have a job to do. And they're not off limits because they don't play. Like, they have the same level of accountability. So when you look at a game and you're talking about defensive efficiency or what we're doing on offense, and all of a sudden, you know, we're holding the team to .85, and then those guys come in and give up 11 points, and now the number goes from, like, .85 to 1.0, guys get upset, you know, especially when they're trying to beat every possession. So I talk to those guys a lot about that